100 RMBA show, where life is not like a box of chocolates because you know exactly what you're going to get. It's amazing daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is a guest teacher episode. We have John Corcoran on. John is an expert at building your network. John has been building relationships all his career, so much so he worked for the Clinton White House from a very young age as a speechwriter for the president. You don't get a job like that unless you know how to build great relationships. Obviously, as a speechwriter, he knows how to communicate with other people, and he's honed that skill down in terms of building your relationship as well. His presidential Thanksgiving speech is one of the most popular speeches ever in presidential history. And if you ever watched The West Wing, Rob Lowe actually plays John's character. So today, John's going to teach you how to consciously build your network in an ethical way that doesn't make you feel slimy, that's honest, true, and it works. I've known John for a couple years now, and he's become a friend of mine, and I know that he has quite a large network. He knows everybody I know, and then some. And I can't think of somebody who's better at teaching this topic than John. So I'm going to let John take it over. Take it away, John.
Hey, everybody. This is John Corcoran, and thank you for joining me here today. I am so excited to be here, and I'm going to share how you can consciously build your network in a way that is ethical, honest, and a win for everybody. So let's get started. So first of all, have you ever been to a networking event where someone just immediately launches into a sales pitch? It's usually the same guy who's coming up to you and sticking his business card in your hand and trying to get you to come to some event or trying to sell you something. You know, I think everyone's been through that experience. That's that kind of old school networking. You can see it from a mile away. And don't worry, I'm not going to talk about that a bit. I hate that stuff as much as you guys too. In fact, I think so many of us have experienced that kind of situation where you have someone trying to sell us immediately that's why networking gets a bad rap. But the truth is, relationship building is as old as time. And if you're sincere and honest about it, you have sincere motives, and you try to help someone, then networking is not such a bad thing. So we're going to talk about how to build your network in an ethical way. And I want you to not just take my word for it. Sir Richard Branson, who has done pretty well in business, he says succeeding in business is all about making connections. It's all about personal contact. You need to get out and about meeting people and developing relationships. And he knows a thing or two about building a business, a very successful business. So if you'll take my word for it, you'll take his word for it, let's talk about how to build relationships in a good way. Now, there are five steps I want to take you through that will help you to consciously build your network. I'm going to run over them quickly, and then we'll go in a little bit deeper. So number one is develop a mindset of helping others first. Number two is to create a roadmap to your future. Number three is lay the foundation using social media. Number four is to create a follow-up system. And fifth is to measure and monitor ROI, return on investment. So let's start at the beginning. So number one is developing a mindset of helping others first. I think that's important because philosophically, people struggle sometimes to figure out what the purpose is in building relationships. And oftentimes when we go to an event, like a social event, a networking event or something, we're thinking about ourselves. We're thinking, I want to get more business. I want to get more clients, whatever. But the truth is, you need to let go of that. If you let go of that and you start focusing on how you can help other people, then that will make a huge difference. You won't be like that guy who's trying to stick out their business card. You'll actually be able to build relationships with people first. And there's an excellent book on this topic, which is almost 100 years old. It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. You've probably heard of it before, but maybe you haven't read it. If you haven't, I highly recommend you read it because there's some great advice in there on how to build relationships in a helpful way by helping people first. So number two is create a roadmap to your future. And I have a tool that I recommend people use, which is called your conversations list. And a conversations list is simply a brainstorming session. You sit down and think through the 50 plus people that you would like to develop a relationship or deepen a relationship with over the course of the next 12 months. And why do I say it that way? The reason is I want you to be intentional about the network that you're developing. And we're not talking about friendships here. It's okay to let your friendships evolve organically. But when it comes to business, it's important that you spend some time thinking through who the people are that you want to have as part of your network. Because whether you like it or not, a year or two or 3 years from now, you will have developed more relationships, whether you did it consciously or not. And more people would be within your network just because that's the natural pace of life. But if you actually put some effort and actually put pen to paper and write out 50 people you'd like to develop a relationship with, deepen a relationship with, then that's a starting point. From there, you can then move forward and decide on the ways that you will develop relationships with them. And I want you to include people on this list who are world famous and also people who are maybe a current client or a friend or a colleague or a friend of a friend. It's just all kinds of people that you would like to be part of your network and deepen a relationship with. Now, step number three is lay the foundation using social media. There's so many great social media tools available today, but you can use social media as a way to get on someone's radar and to start to develop a relationship with someone before you actually reach out and ask them for something. The worst thing you can do is to immediately ask someone who's very successful for something, whether it's some of their time, whether it's asking for a favor, an opinion, or something like that. What you want to do is you want to be able to provide some help to them first. And you can do that in a very subtle way using social media, building relationships, finding out what's going on in their life, and finding out ways that you can help them. So when it comes to someone who is very successful, who's active on social media, follow them for a little while on social media and lay that foundation so that later when you reach out to them, when you send them an email or you meet them at a conference or something, there's some familiarity. Okay, step number four, create a follow-up system. This is really the low-hanging fruit. So many people don't do this. You see someone, you meet someone at an event, you exchange business cards, and then what happens? Nothing. Okay, so what you need to do is create a system for yourself for following up with people. Here's what I do. If I meet someone at an event, I get their business card. Later that night or the next day, I'm sending them an email saying, hey, it was nice meeting you. I hope we can follow up again in the future. If there was anything in that conversation that I mentioned, I'll follow up immediately by sending them whatever information I said I would send to them. And that's a great way to show that you're consistent and dependable right from the get-go. Now, the second thing I'll do is I'll put them into my CRM program. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management. And it used to be that only salespeople use them, but now they're becoming more and more popular. I use something called Contactually, which is a very fast-growing company. It's only a couple years old, but it's a way of managing your relationships. It syncs with your social media profiles, and then you can keep in touch with people, and you can follow up with them over time. You can set reminders for yourself to follow up. So I'll do that to make sure that I don't drop the ball and continue to follow up with that person. All right, step number five is measuring and monitoring return on investment. Now, how do you do that? It starts with keeping track of all business that's coming in for you. So let's say that you're like a web designer and you have a service-based web design business. For every new person that comes in, you should be keeping track. You can have a very simple spreadsheet, keeping track of where they came from. And over time, you'll see patterns emerge. You might see that a particular person that you had a relationship with was referring a lot of business to you. Or you might find that a group that you belong to, an organization that you belong to, or a conference that you went to was a great source of business. As you see these patterns emerge, that's where you know you need to continue investing your time and your energy. You want to build more relationships in that area. And then that's how your income will grow over time. That's how your business will grow over time, because you'll see that that's how those patterns emerge over time. You'll see that that's the areas where you really want to focus your energy and you get the best bang for your buck, your best return on investment. Okay, so let's recap. Number one, develop a mindset of helping others first so that you are going out in the world and helping other people as your first foot forward in the relationship. Step number two, create a roadmap to your future by putting together your own conversations list. Step number three, lay the foundation using social media, building a relationship using social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, that sort of thing. Step number four, create a follow-up system. Make sure you've got a system for following up with someone after you meet them and then following up over time. It's critical. And then step number five is measure and monitor your ROI. Keep track of business that's coming in the door to you so that you know where you should dedicate and invest your time in the future. All right, guys. Now, if you want to learn more about how to consciously build an ethical and honest and helpful network so that your career and your business will thrive, go over to smartbusinessrevolution.com/100MBA. That's 100MBA. I have a free 52-page ebook called How to Increase Your Income Today by Building Relationships with Influencers, Even If You Hate Networking. Enter your email address there and I'll send it to you right away. That's it for now. Now go out there and start building great relationships.
Thank you, John, so much for that amazing lesson. I love those five steps and I love your approach of doing this in such an ethical way and in such a way that's friendly and natural. Guys, do not forget to pick up John's free ebook on how to increase your income by building relationships with VIPs. It's absolutely free. Just visit smartbusinessrevolution.com/100MBA. Guys, once you download that ebook, take 2 minutes of your time and drop us an iTunes rating and review if you have not already. Everybody who gives us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. And we're sweetening the pot a little bit more to celebrate our 100th episode on December 8th. 100, I can't believe it already. Everybody who gives us a rating and review before that date will enter the draw to also win a $100 Amazon gift card along with their free membership to the $100 MBA. Your reviews really help us get more exposure on iTunes so we can help other people. And by people reading your review and learning more about the show, they get a better idea of why they should subscribe. To learn more about how to subscribe to the $100 MBA show and to leave a rating and review, just visit 100mba.net/show. Here's a review from Mr. Anthony Tran. My new favorite podcast, 5 stars. This show rocks. I love the content. Omar is fun and entertaining as a host, and he breaks things down in simple terms that I can definitely apply to my business. Do yourself a favor and subscribe. Thanks, Mr. Anthony. I love it. Thank you so much for that review, and thank you all for listening and subscribing to the $100 MBA show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. John, in his guest lesson today, gave us some really great advice on building your network, meeting people, and being authentic. And I just want to remind you, because I had a little bit of difficulty with this at the start, is that you don't need to feel fake or this is artificial or forced. Just think of it as making friends with people that have a shared interest. You guys both are in business. You're both in the same kind of industry. You might as well be friends and get to know each other and see if you can help each other out. It's like making friends at college or university. You meet people that are in the same major as you or the same class and you become friends. Most of the people that I've met in my networking, quote unquote, have become my friends. And some are very close friends. So just see it as you're making friends, as you're meeting new people, and hopefully you guys can be more than just, you know, people that can help each other out in business, but maybe just be, you know, moral support or people that you can just spend some time with that understand each other. By seeing it this way, you'll feel a little bit more comfortable and be more willing to just be yourself. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I can't wait to give you another episode tomorrow. So I'll check you then. Take care.